Blog Talk Radio.
Good night, it's your host Chanella Beretta L, and this is Diamond Nights after the Diamond Phenomenon, the first part. So you guys keep it locked for the ending of the diamond phenomenon, because we'll be emerging into Life Beyond the Stars, dropping in the fall. That was Hideaway. Hideaway. A lot of people are actually getting the code to Hideaway because it's getting really intense out here. And on the Diamond Phenomenon previous episode, we did mention how important it was to move out of private, move out of public into private, out of public into private. And our official website is a private membership site, and it's basically our own platform as in us diamond beings, crystallizing beings, us that are transforming and metamorphing into being more than human, being supernatural. And because this is a spiritual warfare, it is supernatural, and those with eyes can see and those with ears can hear. And we know that we're not dealing with humans. These are not humans at hand here. We're dealing with a supernatural power, and in order for us to overcome the spiritual warfare, we have to tap into our supernatural abilities. So we're back at 0 point. This was a quick put together to go live right now. Actually, my intention was to not come back on the air until the fall, but Diamond Nights, it really never ends because the uploads and the light codes keep coming and they don't stop, especially to those who's been in tune, that's tapped in, like myself, since 2009, and I can't stop being who I am. I will never stop being who I am. I can't pretend to be normal. This is who I am, and this is who I will always be until I die. If I die, right? The goal is to live forever, and we know that. This is just our spiritual journey here on this planet. We're only here for a limited amount of time, and our souls are eternal. And those who are really in tune know that we do live forever, unless your soul burns out, of course, and you don't know what to do with it. And it goes back to the Most High, right? And so we're back at 0 point. The whole display of this Diamond Nights is going back to our December 23rd episode. Once again, shout out to my elder, 13. He was actually one of the ones that I was able to come across that I could relate to, that could relate to me. There was no one else in this world that really understood or saw the things that I seen. And I came online in 2009, seeing the spiritual warfare and, you know, just the things beneath the veil. And the veil is thin now, it's a thin veil. And we noticed this October 2019, it just got so thin at that time. And which is a good thing and a bad thing. We can communicate better with our ancestors, but we also know that there are dark entities on the planet and more is getting released. And it's very important for us to have our armor on. And that's what Diamond Talk is all about. Diamond Nights, DiamondsAreForever.ca, and Diamond Dreams 13. Team Healthy and just getting our upgrades on, upgrading our DNA, getting back to nature, getting our chlorophyll on, drinking our tea like the royalty we are, and really staying in tune, getting in tune and staying in tune. So the display for this Diamond Nights, as I was saying, is from the 23rd, and 13 is one of the elders, right? And again, it's your host, Shanella L. And it's time to move on from the state of mind that we've been in for the last, how long has it been since 2009? It's been, what, 10 years? 11 years? So we've come across many information, a lot of information, many people, many things, and this is like a dimensional shift. We experience many shifts, right, throughout these years. Every full moon, happy new moon, by the way, we just entered a new moon last night. And but this is more like it's a time shift. There's a difference between a dimensional shift and a time shift. Time shifts this is actually a time shift and a dimensional shift together, which doesn't happen all the time. This new moon is a time shift and a dimensional shift where we have to move on and leave the old behind. Because we can see clearly now the rain is gone, and this is more than just boundaries. The gates are closed. There's no going back. There's no looking back. And if it is, if you're looking back, you're looking back at whoever it is that had done anything to you or said anything, any misinformation degrading your divine being, you're looking back, watching them kiss your ass. That's the only time you'd be looking back. Because it's time for us to really see the world and people for who they really are, humans. You know, a lot of people can't move out and vibrate out of that human mentality, low vibrational mentality, and it's really sick because there are a lot of hurt people in the world. There are a lot of devolving people in the world that they've been through so much trauma and they just need light. They never had any light in their life. And that's why they were the Essenes and descendants of the Essenes, the Essene Nazarenes, that go out on missions, or that are sent out on missions to bring the light to those in need, right? But humans are ungrateful. You put your life on the line, and even pour out your energy, your currency that you could use for things that would appreciate it. Say if you have children or a business, but yet you're giving time and money and even your products to people that are not even grateful for these things. And it just ends up being a thievery of energy. And this is why a time shift has to take place, why there is a dimensional shift, because it's 2020 vision, and we see exactly who people are and where people stand. As I was saying, Diamond Phenomenon 2020, there's no more pick a side. You see what side people are on. Everybody's on. And I'm so happy and grateful that I was able to break out of that entrapment of a human mentality, right? With the state of the world, the state of the world that we are in right now with the pandemic and the coronavirus, and we really got this time to get away from everything and everyone and get back to self. And now that I'm back to myself, I can be that light, that candle again. And I'm able to see my people really feed off of this light. We are the ones we've been waiting for, the black sheep. So we're able to now pull our ancestors or our family members and everyone else that came before us into the divine light, into heaven, so to speak, because you're a living example, right? So now they're getting back to nature, and it's a beautiful thing when you can just sit back and observe certain things and just smile to yourself, because you see certain things, that there's changes, right? So this episode, Diamond Nights, I have to give a review on Blog Talk Radio platform. I was not planning on coming back, but as I was saying, these light codes, if they don't stop showering down, right? I could go on and on about this information, but some things aren't ready to be communicated yet. There are just certain chambers within us that have to remain sealed until a certain time. And on previous episodes, I've had issues with connection and just not hearing my songs and stuff. Overall, Diamond Talk Radio has been a good platform for me to, but the service on this platform, Blog Talk Radio, sucks. You're paying to stay online, and you can't even get the premium support that you're paying for. And that's why us as melanin-rich beings, as Moors, we really need to start cut out the bull and start getting it together and working together and develop our own platforms. That's why I have Diamonds Are Forever. That's why I'm paying for this radio station, Diamond Nights. Because I want my people, I want active Moors, I want the diamonds, I want the crystallite beings, the ones that are really metamorphing out here, to have somewhere to go, to have somewhere they can call home, and they can say, they're not alone. I can speak about what's in my heart on this platform. I can be who I am on this platform, right? Instead, we're forced to come on platforms like Blog Talk Radio that don't give a shit about us. And even go out there in the world and being on other platforms, paying on other people's platforms that don't give a shit about us. So until I get some real support, some real attention here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm gonna play out this whole month, right? I'm gonna be on more often for the rest of the month, right? I'm going to get the most out of this, out of these diamond nights. Everything happens for a reason, right? I can't even get no premium support. Trying to postpone this whole station so they can stop taking money out of my account, but I can't even like unsubscribe properly. Like I've been trying to do, and they're telling me that basically I need to help myself. So I'm dealing with them, right, and seeing what they're gonna do about this mishap, because again, I'm not a happy client on this platform. But we will definitely have more alternatives at diamondsareforever.ca for us to keep this going, because the diamond nights don't stop, as I was saying, and diamonds are forever. The pyramids are still here. We are still here. The immortals, we're still here. And we're not going anywhere until it's time for us to vibrate out. And we're vibrating, because that's the message, to vibrate. I hope you got the message to vibrate. And that means getting back to nature and vibrating with nature. Because it takes a multitude of energy to shift out of this dimension, which means like-minded beings, diamond beings, metamorphing beings, divine beings. Or if you can't find your people here, you shift with nature, right? Because nature is going to shift with or without you. So, you know, all those low-vibrating people out there with dirty minds and they can't get out of their dog ways, dirty dog ways, there's a heaven for you too. And my heaven may not be the same as your heaven, and that's okay. I don't like dirty dogs. I don't like low vibrating beings. People that think about disgusting things all day and they can't get out of that low vibration to think higher and happier beyond this world. You know, I always said that I will never be with somebody that can't keep up with me spiritually. And that doesn't mean a husband in particular. It could be my ambiance in general, my queens, my kings. Like, if you guys are gonna fall back and really be on some flip-flop, like you're not really sure what side you're on, I'm out. I'm already gone. You see the dust behind. You know, I am gone right now. I'm vibrating out of this fair tactic that's going on in the world. Right? And we need to really come together strong and have our own platforms for ourselves, being beneficiaries, self-beneficiaries of our own nation, so we don't have to look outside of ourselves for what is not of us, that is not of our culture, that is not of our lineage, that's not of our bloodline. Really time to get all the way back to nature, that deep, dark, murky waters, that dark matter womb, that melanin, that chlorophyll, Osiris, Orion. Get back to heaven. And I say this many times, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. It's inside of me. And whoever shall know themselves will find it. So we're traveling through the Milky Way now. we're on the way to heaven, and we're going to get into that a little more, a lot more actually, on the last piece of the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision. But those who are familiar with Orion, Osiris, Sirius, and even more so yourself and what your body, your biochemistry consists of, and you know that you are the most valuable and most complex machine on this planet. Beyond belief, beyond that, beyond more than you would ever know, because that is not mainstream, right? When you were born, you're born into a way of life, a way of thinking. We love to think that we're born free. That was the plan, right? But the enemy came and snatched us up as soon as we came out the womb, cut the umbilical cord when we were supposed to let that fall off. Stay on until it falls off, right? Tell your mother to give you a name. Put it on paper, put it in all caps, right? Which is a bond on the stock market via your social insurance number, social security number, and that red number on your birth certificate. And your mother is the informant, which is on your birth certificate. Look up all these things, because we're going to get into this even. We're going to elaborate in this even more on the last bit of the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. And if you're a private member, diamondsareforever.ca, you can see a lot more all about this info on the blog, Diamond Blog. So we're going to go into another song right now. And these Diamond Nights, it's just really so, it's so mellow. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to have tea time. All right? We're going to, okay, so get your tea ready. Like royalty, like the royalty you are. Cheers, Moors. And all those others that are coming into the family. Get back to nature, you know what it is, get your tea. We're going to another song, and we'll be right back. Diamond Talk, Diamond Nights. We'll be right back. Good night, it's your host, Chanella Beretta L, and we're back on another episode of Diamond Nights. We already elaborated on the Diamond Talk Radio platform review and how I am not a happy client with them, but they already know that, and we are building our own platforms. We're moving out of public into private. And as Moors, as Black Lives Matter, quote-unquote, us Moors, we don't use the term black, as a lot of you may already know, because in the eyes of the law, black is dead. It's, you can't really be black, you know? There's like black and Moor, right? And everyone's a Moor, really, but we all know that we are the originals. We were everywhere first. If you take a look at the Brit Moor coat of arms, if you take a look at the Hawaiian coat of arms, it gives me quivers because I know the truth, and there's evidence everywhere, but they don't adapt it publicly, because that means that they would have to expose themselves as being frauds. And we know the conquest of the Christians, and we spoke about the Christian Black Codes in the Diamond Phenomenon previous episode. Look that up, because that's going to really help you out with law, my fellow Moors out there. Okay, this is really, that's a big, big key to give you more deep understanding on Christianity and slavery and how they're intertwined and they came together. Not our religion, that is not our culture, that is not our way of life. Okay, and we also, on the last Diamond Nights episode, previously before the Diamond Phenomenon, I was breaking down the doctrine of Yahshua versus Paul. And if you want to know more about that, just check out the last episode, Diamond Phenomenon and the Diamond Nights. I didn't finish that whole thing there because it's really long, but I'm probably not going to get into it tonight because I'm having this wonderful tea right now that I formulated. And if you guys don't know, I'm already well on my way to becoming a certified herbalist. Right now, I'm just a budding herbalist, certified in herbal energetics, clinical studies, and clinical practice in herbal energetics, dealing with different herbal remedies, cleanses, detoxes, teas, and I've had many successful detoxes and cleanses and teas, and I know my stuff pretty well. I came a long way within this short period of time. I started cleansing in 2014, parasite cleansing and all that, and in 2016 I emerged independently, just experimenting with myself and getting further education in that field of herbology and herbalism and nature and just the whole science. Because when I finally had my first cleanse, I never felt better in my whole life. It's really a magical experience. When you get back to nature and you're clean and you're healthy, no drinking alcohol, no smoking, narcotics, and just being whole and healthy. So this field is my life. It's holistic. So right now I have a formula called Dream Tea. Okay, Diamond Dreams 13, and it's making me feel really relaxed. I feel like I can go into the spiritual realm, dream world now, in a good centered place. I'm feeling very aware. I'm feeling very observant and boundary wise, like I'm putting my foot down, like there's nothing that can really change my mind about certain things. And I'm just excited about the new worlds ahead of me, the divine, high vibrational worlds ahead of me. So if you guys want to take a little deeper look on these herbs that I have within this tea, I'm going to name a few. Blue vervain is a great herb. I have yarrow, which I did elaborate on Diamond Dreams 13, the Instagram, right? We go private every now and then, but we go back into public to kind of to get our people, right? To let ourselves be known that, you know, there's a light here, you know, we are different and separate from the rest. But we go back into private every now and then because we have a lot of infiltrators and we have a lot of really creepy people out there that just They creep on the program, or they're not really with the program. They're not really with the wisdom and the knowledge, but they pretend that they are, or they'll infiltrate. They'll take the information and pretend it's their own, or they'll take it and they'll switch it up a little bit. So you gotta really be careful with these creepers, these sneaky little demons out here. So yeah, or they'll make us diamond beings. They'll make us divine spiritual beings that are really passionate about this stuff, and it lives within our hearts. They'll make it seem like we're crazy, but we were just really living on a higher vibration, and we see the darkness. We see through the darkness because we are the light. You know, the trickery that's been imposed on the world since forever, but there's always been a war on this planet, and the biggest war in the universe has been against heaven. And that's part of the reason why my second publication is called Heaven. So that's coming soon. Become a private member, diamondsareprivate.ca, or just keep a lookout for that book, because it's dropping like now, 2020 now. Okay? So, yeah, it's a spiritual journey throughout the planet and within oneself to find your way back home, and just shining light on real history and secrets that's just been hidden. That's my passion. So, the herbs that I have in my dream tea. So, blue vervain. I am very excited to finally get to... I've had it before, but it's not something... It's not a herb that I have all the time. Like yarrow. Yarrow's in this, and I have that often. It's a warrior wound herb. So for the wounded warriors out there, it really helps. It works on the solar plexus, and it stimulates the inner fire within you, and it heals you. It makes you feel like a phoenix. There's motherwort's in this, and it has the mother qualities. You can find out more information if you just do your own research, or if you become a private member on diamondsareprivate.ca. I speak about all these herbs. And or you can check out Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram. We have mugwort in here. Mugwort is a well-known dreaming herb. It helps you ease into dream world. So those are just a few of the herbs. Some of the most important ones. So you guys, I can't give you guys a whole recipe, you know, I don't want you guys stealing my recipe, my formula, but you can take those important ones, do your own research into them and see how they work for your biochemistry, because everyone is not the same. Everyone's biochemistry is different, right? So what works for me may not even work for you, and what works for you may not work for me. Right? And that's what I specialize in too, because I am able to understand and overstand the biochemistry of other beings and selves and self, because I've experienced these herbs personally for myself, and experience outranks wisdom 100 to 1. So if you're interested in, again, biochemistry consultation, you can always get in touch, diamonddreams@live.ca and diamondsareforever.ca, Diamond Dreams 13. So this tea has me really, really calm right now. That's why I'm not going to get into any deep information tonight on these diamond nights. This is really from the top of the dome, like usual. But on the next episode, I really want to speak more about the infiltration and how we were everywhere first. Like I mentioned, we are the Ark of the Covenant with the Britmores, the Britmore coat of arms. And I spoke up a little bit about that and the diamond phenomenon. I'm going to elaborate a whole lot more on that, on the ending of the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So keep it locked for that last episode, because you don't want to miss it, because these Diamond Nights episodes are going private, especially when we leave to come back for Life Beyond the Stars in the fall. So I don't know what's going to happen with this platform and Blog Talk Radio, because these people are not professional enough. They don't care about our people. And that's why I emphasize us having our own platform. And that's why I have Diamonds Are Forever, a private platform. But we need to go independent completely. So, yes, we will have Life Beyond the Stars in the fall, in the autumn. And Yeah, I wanted to speak about the infiltration, how the Hawaiian coat of arms, as well as mentioning before, when you take a look at that coat of arms, you'll see real statues of that coat of arms in Hawaii and stuff, and you see that, how it really refers. Should I drop a code on that? Should I drop a code on Hawaii right now? Hawaii was once a part of a larger continent, and so was Easter Island. I'm going to let you guess what larger continent that was. That continent, I'm going to drop another hint. That continent has sunken a long time ago. Okay? So it's so interesting. I'm smiling so hard right now because can you imagine how much information and gems are on Hawaii? We already know Easter Island, the statues on Easter Island, right? And there's really no deep information on those statues. Nobody really knows what they are, how they got there, or anything like that. But I do. And this is inside information. That's what these diamondites are about, these light codes are about. You get spontaneous knowing where. You just get happy and filled with bliss because you know you're coming back home to nature, especially if you're a 9-ether melanin-rich being, because you're closer to the Creator, that dark matter, the mothers and fathers civilization, the mitochondria DNA. Yes, yes, diamond knights. So, the infiltration I was speaking about, the last bit I want to get into is when you get heaven, you'll get the full scoop on this, but this was like a mission for me to seek out on my own, for me to get light codes on my own when it comes down to even finding out who you are, your past lives, your bloodline, all this stuff. And when we look at the fall of the Moors, or the Moors, the Moor takeover of Europe from 711 to 1492, we see that we are Amorites, and Amorite territory is Moorish territory. I'm gonna just give you guys a little bit of information about that. An emirate is a political territory that is ruled by a dynastic Arabic or Islamic monarch styled. And Amorites were originally so-called like Muslims, but they're really Moors, right? Moors are everywhere on the planet. But with the dynasty in Granada, the last stronghold of the Moors before Queen Isabella and Christianity came and wiped us out and took our power in Europe, that's when everything got washed. And I speak about this. I'm going to be breaking it down a lot more on the Diamond Phenomenon. But I want to give you guys everything. You guys have to get heaven. Get to heaven. Be on your way to heaven to really access these divine high vibrational codes. But my second publication, Heaven, will have the mystic secrets behind it. Everything is seven. Seven, circle seven. They even have the seven Amorites that make up the UAE maintain a large degree of independence. UAE is governed by a supreme council of rulers made up of the seven Emirs, who appoint the prime minister and the cabinet. So these people sound like they're very powerful, right? But we have to remember that everyone was against us. The Arabs wanted a little, they all wanted a piece of what we had. So that is a huge infiltration, because we see the architecture all around the world, and you cannot deny that is Moorish architecture. We took the world out of the medieval times into the Renaissance, with so much civilization, art, science, math, geometry, so much life form we had. We had cleansing this. We were the world. And styling on the world too. Our fabrics, our fine fabrics, our architecture, our linen, our fashion, we, right? But what happens when you stand out like the divine light you are? People are going to start hating. So the Moors forgot to get back to being humble to the Essene ways. And we were all around the world. Right, but again, there's only a few of the chosen few. You have to be able to humble your mind to become a diamond, do well under pressure, transform from a dirty piece of coal, and maintain that vibration. And what's done is done. Right? It's the repeated offenders you have to watch out for. Because you know they're habitual. And a rule is never let the same snake bite you twice. That's why we're slick with the sword. Snakes are like there are real ones out there that they do what they have to do. But then there are just some evil
Thank you.